Okay, this week's parsha, Zinu Hashemayim Va'arbeira V'shushma Artsim Refi Harov Kamatar Luchiti Zal Katal Rossi Kisir Medeshav Kolvim Aleisev. So the Tefer Shloima Shlomo HaKohen of Radomsk on page 11 says Yarav Makom Motar Luchi Tizal Katolim Rossi Anir Lerames Buzeh Al Pi Divrei Sefer Noam Alimelech Shekosav Amasha Anu Roim Atzadikim Heim Rofe Cholim Chadom. Page 11, Parshas Hazinu. You have Hazinu. Page 11. Let me see. No. So, what's the idea that tzaddikim, they give brachas, they can read rofe cholim? So he says the following. Mitaretz, ki aldei limudon batoira, mechatshim chidushe daraisa, heimborim devarim chadoshim. In other words, the tzaddikim are learning Torah, and they're creating chidushe Torah. And we know what everyone creates. Chidushe Torah, you create a new reality. A new reality. The Torah, the Pasuk says in Yishai on page 6, Ki kasher ha-shamayim chadoshim v'orot ha-chadosha ani oseh omdim b'fanayinu m'ashem kein yamod zarchem v'shimchem. So it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, the Hakdama, B'mad isle l'barnash tishtadal b'araisi imam v'lelya. Now the Hebrew translation of the Yedid Nefesh. Kamiyesh al Adam Nishtadel Batar Yomu Malayla. Begin the Kutchab Rikhu Sayis the Kulhan. The Inun the Msaske Baraisa. Hashem hears the voices of those. Ubchol Mila, the Schadish Baraisa. Any word that's Mschadish in the Torah. Al Yadda Bahu Nishtadel Baraisa Ovid Rikhiya Chada. Hashem makes a Rikhiya. A new creation. So anything that Hashem does, anything that Chidushei Torah creates new olamos, kiviyachol, creates new olamos. And he says that that's the pshat. Why are tzaddikim able to help aid a refuah for a person? Because he says like this. Says the Tefer Shlomo, page 11. Even if a person has a gzeira on him, whereas the tzaddik through his chidushei Torah creates new realities, and he's able to bring that person into this new world. Also, ha'olam lo nigzar klal ha'gzeira. So the gzeira on this person was in this world. But through the chidushei Torah that the tzaddikim have, they're creating malomos chadashim, and these people now can enter into these new realities, and in this new world, there was an gzeira. So memela nisrape hachola. And he says, Zeh perish yarav katmotar likhi. Perish alimut shali yebe kedusha. Likhi is the V'az tizal katalim rossi. So this world will be like Kedusha and create new worlds. And therefore, tizal katal, tal is do, and the Gemara says tchias hamesim is through do. Tal shal tchia. Kamri rossi yabikoch batal yachios l'rapos. Yarav kamotar likhi, my lekach, my learning, is like matar. And therefore, it's going to, like I guess, mutter rain creates things to grow. So new olamos have grown. And memela tizal katal im rossi, that my divrei Torah will cause the person to have a tchia, have a refuah, because now he's incorporated in this new reality. And the gzeira was only in what? In the previous world. But he creates new realities, new entities. And that's, and he quotes it from the Noam Elimelech. So here you look on page 13. The Noam Elimelech in Parshas Vayetze says, "Kvar amarti atam shatzadik yochol levatel adinim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gozer v'tzadik levatel." Well, he says, "Machma shagzeir nigzera be'eza olam." The gzeir was in a particular world. V'tzadik osu shemayim chadoshim, nimtzu lo haya hagzeir be'zeh olam. Wow. And he says something similar normally Melech as well in Likud Shoshana here on page 15 as well.
How does it transfer from the Chola?
The Tzadik creates the world, and then the Chola is now entering into that world of the Tzaddik. In other words, because he's davening for him, so he's bringing him in to the new entity that he created. So I was thinking, and the Satmar Rebbe, the Berach Moshe, on page 17, he says that that's the idea of the Bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu. Zos HaBracha Asher Berach Moshe. It says the Bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu, because he quotes here on page 17 on the right side from the Sefer Kedushas Yontif. That's the father of the Satmar Rebbe. Al Nusach HaBracha Asher Bochar Bani Mikol Amin V'Nosolano Es Taroso. So what is Nosolano Es Taroso? So he quotes from the Ran in the Drushas Haran. Asher Nosolano Es Taroso Hainu Shenosan Es HaTorah Biadenu U'Vershusenu. In other words, even though Hashem was offering the Torah to other nations, right? And we finally accepted it, but it's Kofalem Harkigigis. But he says there's one thing that Klal Yisrael, even though the Goyim say they have the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. But Yisrael has the whole Torah, but there's another added dimension. It's not just that we have 613 and they have 7. But we have the koyach to be dorish the Torah. Rishus lidrosh v'hosiv b'Torah. Lo matzinu rak b'Yisrael. Avu ba'akum, af in the Sheva Mitzvos, lo matzinu she'ilem rishus l'hosiv u'l'chadish. Okay, Shabbos hayach lo ma'asher b'charbonu b'chol amim, v'nos olonu es Torah so. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Doresh Mosiv on the Torah. So that's the Psalm, Zos HaBracha Sheberach Moshe Isha Lokim. Because he says, Kosev Varchos B'nei Yisrael Amor Lehem, Shal De Amiris Chidushei Torah, together with the Chidushei Torah comes the Chidush in Shefa Bracha as well. Comes together. And so the Chidushei Torah create new alamos, create new shefa. All the good things come from the Chidushei Torah. And you should realize also, you know, it's said in the Sefer of Kesher Rosh, the Talmud of Chaim Volozhiner, he says over from Chaim Volozhiner, maybe from the Gra, but the Chidushei Torah just means that whenever you review something, and now you have a clearer understanding than you had before, that's Chidushei Torah. It doesn't have to be that you come with some new teretz. You have a clearer understanding. In other words, we went over it, now you're reviewing it, you go over it again, you have a clearer Havana, that is Chidushei Torah. So I was thinking that, you know, Sukkos has a lot of aspects of Torah Shebal Peh. You know, Nisach HaMayim is Torah Shebal Peh. Yeah. And he says also that all the halachas of the Defanos of Sukkah page 22 in the Chasam Sofer. The pasuk says in Nehemiah in the bottom, "Kiv also bimei Yeshua ben Nun." They didn't sukkahs like that. So what's the pshat? He says in the time of Ezra, Aval pishim lohayu tzidukim mikomokom haya behem mefakbakim al droshas chazal. He says that people were mefakbak on droshas chazal. They didn't have the full amunas chachamim. So he says in that time that they davka built sukkahs like shnaim kilchasim shlishus hafiyu tefach lohotzi milibon. In other words, we know there's a concept that the tzidukim say something, so we davka do the opposite to show that they're wrong. Tzvulyom, right? So he says, so they're not dorish chaseris and seiris, so they don't have the idea of asukos, shnaim kilchasim shlishus hafiyu tefach. He says, "Mesayim kilo nasa came bimei Yeshua ben Nun." He says they never made sukkahs like this bimei Yeshua ben Nun. Not that they didn't have sukkahs, but they didn't make sukkahs like this that of Shnayim Kilchasen. Before they would make like the full four defanos. It's noy mitzvah, but now they wanted the dafka bimotzi midei. So I thought like this that. Could be a surah, but that we said before. How does a tzaddik cause a refuah for somebody? He says because so we saw in the Tefer Shlom and Olam Melech, what the tzaddik does is he creates new olamos. Kedushay Torah, the Zohar says, you create new olamos, and then he's machnis the choyle into the new olam, and the gzeira and the choyle was only in this olam. Now he's creating a new entity, and therefore. The Gzeir was not chal on that place. So Mamela, he gets a four. So perhaps the same idea that Yom Kippur is after, Sukkot is after Yom Kippur, and maybe the Sukkah represents the new Olam, because it's through Torah Shabbal Peh that we're creating the Sukkah. All this halakha is through Torah Shabbal Peh, of how we darshan, how many, and we're machnis ourselves in the new place, in the new olam, and that creates a new metzias. So, if there was any gzeira that existed previously, now in this new olam, there's no longer the gzeira because it was only in this world. But you see the koyach. So that's how he touches up. Yarov kamatar lichi. He says, my learning. That is katal. I think what he means is katal is rain. Because rain creates new things to grow. So that's the Chidushei Torah. And the Chidushei Torah creates katal im rossi. Because what's tchias amesim is tal tchia. It's through the tal is tchias amesim. So a person gets a new chias through the sukkah. And that's the idea of the sukkah. It's al katal im rasi. And so, in learning, as I said, from the Sefer Keser Rosh, from the Talmud of Chaim Volozhiner, Chidushei Torah means any time you review something and you understand it clearer, that's Chidushei Torah. It doesn't have to be you have a teretz to Rabbi Kivegas Kasha or something like that. You have a clearer understanding. That's the malas hachidush v'tokfo. Is Yarav Kamar Lichi Tizal Katal Im Rossi? It gives you a new, invigorates you. And Bez Hashem, as we're starting the new year, so we want that anything that was not positive in the past, now we should be in a new state of Chiddush, in a good way. So we learn Torah and create Olamos Chadashim, Chidushei Torah. And again, Whenever you review the Torah, that's Chidushe Torah, and Mela, that's the idea. Oh. Yeah, Tfilah, that's the Sefer Ikrim. The Sefer Ikrim says a similar idea. That why does Tfilah, the famous Kasha, if I really deserve it, why do I have to daven for it? And if I don't deserve it, why does davening help? That's the same. So the Sefer Ikrim says, what davening does, it makes me on a different plateau. It heightens my emunah. So now I'm not the same person that I was before. So whatever gzeira was on, that was on this person. But now I'm this person. I'm a different person. So in Mamela, the gzeira is not chal. So it's a similar idea. The Torah creates a new mokum, a new olamas chadashim, and now you're in this new olam. And the tefillah also the same idea. Okay. I'm going to...